Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody!
I think the last time I was doing that was last year for my birthday.
Shots?
Yeah, you know, we had like a little combination thing at the little bike place, and everybody that walked in wanted to buy shots. So I had shots of bourbon, I had shots of tequila, I had shots of other stuff, I had a beer over there. Felt good leaving that place.
When was your birthday?
August.
I don't want to call BS on you, but I'm going to call BS on you.
No.
I know the last time you did a shot. All right, I know a more recent.
I'm saying when I was doing like this song.
Oh,
I'm not saying a shot. Yeah. I'm talking about like shots.
I know. I know when we were at the Silver Leaf Comfort Station, there was some tequila flowing.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, we had what, one, two?
Yeah.
But I'm talking about like 10, 15.
Shout out to Bill Strang. Also, shout out to Tailgate Ted, making moves. Landfill, we're making moves, son. Shout out to Penn Quarter Sports Tavern. Shout out to everybody involved in Operation Wings and Cheesesteaks. Right now, the MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. People want to know why the phones are open because you get to ask an NFL legend anything you want. It's Ask BBJ.
All right, Jeff, get ready to answer these questions. NFL legend.
We got him. Brian, I hope you understand. We had to move Ask BMH Anything around because we have the governor of the great state of Maryland joining us at 1:15.
Bro, you know me. I'm flexible. I can move.
Very flexible.
Stick and move.
Despite all of Jeff's sexrobics, I still think Brian's the most flexible out of all of us. Landfill might be in a
some
close.
Short arms for a dude at 6'2.
Jeff? Jeff is the. He's kind of T Rex.
He looks like a Tyrannosaurus.
Yeah, he's got a T Rex built.
So y'all got jokes today, huh?
G is in Sterling. G,
what up, G?
Ask B. Mitch Anything.
How you doing, bro?
Hello?
What's happening?
How you doing, B. Mitch and Mr. Finley?
We're good,
hey, buddy. How are you?
I remember one time you came out here to the Herndon Golf Course. You was with Raleigh McKenzie.
Yeah.
And you didn't play all 18 holes. You only played 9. I think you even had to go to work or you was catching a plane. Do you remember that?
I think I was going to work that day.
Yeah, I remember. So you ain't played the whole 18. So that's 2 times you left.
2 times I left what? The course, you're saying?
Gee, I gotta be honest. I love when people call up with random tales of when they met B. Mitch.
When I was leaving
but you
to
have
go,
a question?
When I'm leaving to go to work, I'm leaving to go to work. So that's different. I'm saying I don't let the weather make me leave.
Did you say it once? You said it once.
I said weather,
well, I
dude.
I know you did it twice. I believe you, though.
I'm talking.
You went to work.
But you're not listening to what I said. I said for weather.
I
never said anything about not leaving the course because I had to go to work.
I don't even understand.
Okay, dude, you got it, man. You the man, dog. I'm
all right, bro.
You out here, man. I'm just pulling your chain, dog.
Right. Thank you, dude.
Got you, bro.
All right.
Have a great day. Avoid the snow. That was a wild ride.
Yellow snow for sure.
I got to be honest. I really like that guy. He's a fan of the program, and we support that. We are on a cold streak of callers, fellas. Like, You know, in when you're a
he wanted to prove me wrong.
When you're a baseball player, are you aware of what they do to break out of a hitting slump for pro baseball players?
They bunt.
No, they find the fattest chick at the bar and they do what they can.
We're like 2 for 26 right now.
Yo,
it's been rough.
All right, let's go to the next
one.
We're
in a calling slump now. There are some shows out there that would wonder, maybe the guy screening the calls isn't on his A game. Not us. We would never think that.
Go to the next caller.
Okay.
Yeah, don't try to throw me under the bus. The man had a legit question. He asked B, did he remember him not playing the entire 18 rounds of golf?
Yeah, I was going to 18 work.
18 rounds?
18 holes of golf.
Yeah, I was going to work.
Blake, that was his question.
Blake is on the line.
What's up, Blake?
What's up, B-Mitch? What's up, JP?
We need you to be the slump buster, buddy.
I'm good at that. Look, B-Mitch, as an athlete that was Ironman in the NFL, Redskins, DC legend, you know, Ovi's going through something he hasn't really gone through in his career, you know, an injury that's going to put him out for extended periods of time. I know you only missed one game in your NFL career. You know, what kind of pride does this take out of Ovi? How mental is this for him? And, you know, at 39, as a great athlete as he is, you know, how do you think this is going to affect him, you know, coming from an athlete's perspective?
I don't think it's going to take no pride from him. I don't think it's going to take any pride away from him. I just think that, you know, at this moment, he's going to be wondering why now? Because he was playing so well, you know? But if you know anything about Ovi, when people started questioning him 10 years ago, he's come back and been exceptional. So I think he's going to dig deep, work out hard as he can. When he hit the ice, he's going to be ready to go again. You know, because, listen, man, bone break is probably way better than a ligament tear. So that thing, he probably healed up quickly, and he can be ready to go.
Thanks for the call, Blake.
No different answer.
Yep. And it's like, I mean, listen, if I were going through, was playing as well as he was playing, and then now something is hurt, I'm asking the doctor, what can I do to make this heal quicker? And I'm doing everything I have to do to make sure this thing will come back quicker and I can get back on the ice. Because he was playing at an alarming, an outstanding pace.
Great. Good call. We had a guy was at the plate. He hit a single. It was a good call. Great answer. Hmm? We have a Jeff from Bowie on the line.
Jeff is not from Bowie.
I'm sorry, Chesapeake.
B. Mitch.
Yo.
It's Dallas week. Favorite, what's your most memorable play against Dallas for you?
Most.
And then the second part of the question is, what's your most memorable play from any of your teammates or any guys that came after you against Dallas?
Most memorable play against Dallas was scoring a touchdown on them at the end of the game in RFK Stadium. That was, I forgot the year, 93, 4, something like the 92, 93, somewhere along those lines. The most memorable, wasn't that LeVar that hit Troy Aikman?
Yeah.
That was fun.
He ended his career, basically.
I'm not saying that he ended his career, but when he hit him, coming across to hit him, how he came across there full speed, like, you see when linebackers close on somebody, that was some closing there. And then I think the other one, Darryl Grant, back in the day.
I wish I remembered that. Like, yeah. So we got asked this last night doing the podcast, and what's my favorite Dallas week memory? And honestly, the Dallas weeks of legend, the Darryl Grant one I think is the most legendary, mm-hmm. right? All of RFK Stadium chanting, we want Dallas to play an NFC title game to go to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That's the stuff that matters, man.
Yeah.
That is legendary. Flags fly forever. For me, I got a handful. I think of Santana. It's kind of top of the list. Monday Night
I was
Miracle.
Getting to that, too.
I think of Colt.
Colt McCoy.
No means no. Shout out to Tony Wiley. I think of both games, Robert's rookie year, the Thanksgiving game where they just beat the hell out of him.
With
the offense. Alfred?
Alfred Morris. That
was week 17.
Yeah, but that's when it was 200-something yards rushing against
it was a winning in. Yeah. Rob Jackson grabbed that interception off Tony Romo. Like, that one, week 17, 2012, FedEx bumped. Like, that's the one I think of. Personally, the one that means probably the most to me was when Dallas missed the field goal late, and after the game, Trent Williams said that was for Tandler. That was the week Tandler passed.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that one.
That was more of a sentimental aspect right
sure.
there.
I mean, totally. You and I that worked with Rich, yeah, that was yeah, just, a, yeah. it was a different thing.
And for a player thinking about the game,
a player of
to
Trent's
have
caliber,
that on
dude.
His mind and say that, and that's why I tell people all the time, when players tell you they don't pay attention to stuff outside of the sport, they're lying. Players are alert. They know every damn thing.
A player of
And they definitely
Trent's
know when you're
caliber.
Talking negative about it, and they know the people that were very, very much in their corner
yeah.
at all times,
yeah.
and they remember those people even more. Believe
yeah,
me.
Man. Like, it's very bizarre, but, like, the media that's there all the time is a part of the thing over yeah. the course of the year.
Especially if they know you're have their best interest at heart.
And RT did.
They will talk to you.
For sure.
They will have time for you. If you're not, you probably never get an interview.
Shout out to RT. We miss you, brother. Couple questions from the chat I want to run through. And Landfill, maybe you can help with this. BJL1906 says, B. Mitch, I pulled up next to you at a stoplight in 2004. Do you remember that?
No.
Okay.
I mean, stoplight, that's why I pulled up to me in 2004.
Alex Malkey says, B. Mitch, I spotted you at Cub Run Rec Center in Chantilly in 2004. Do you remember that?
No.
Okay.
I don't know who the person is. Did they talk to me?
I'm just saying.
Let me just say this. If
this
you see
is everybody's favorite game.
You
is Beavis,
see
do you remember
me,
when we
if
met?
If you see me somewhere, come and talk to me. And then when you ask those questions the years later, I may be able to recall. But if you just saw me and I never knew that you saw me and never had a conversation with you that have nothing to spark my attention, I don't know.
If you see me in the streets.
Speak.
All right.
Don't see me and then go tell somebody, oh, man, I saw B. Mitch. He stuck up.
How do you do it, Jeff?
Skiing. Never say nothing to me.
Larry,
hey, yo.
Larry is in Davidsonville. What up, Larry?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, guys. So I have a stupid question. Why is it on a two-point conversion? Why is a reception or a catch not considered a reception?
Ooh, I don't even know. I thought it was.
It's interesting. I think it's a dead. I think
it's a dead ball play.
There's no
I know
like
that.
Statistics involved, but like for a fantasy perspective,
don't they give statistics for the extra point?
You get the point total,
but the guy kicked
the kicker,
the extra
yeah,
point.
Yeah, but you're right. There's no yardage. That's
yeah.
But if you get an interception and go all the way back. Isn't it an interception for a two-point conversion? It is, what's it, 100 yards? What they call
I don't know
it?
About that.
I think you just get the points.
If you get an interception, they're going to give you an interception, right? Or what, they won't.
I don't know.
You know what?
It's
not a stupid question. That was a great question.
It was
because
a really
you know
good
what?
Question.
We don't know the answer, so yeah. We're going to have to find an answer out for
Yo,
you.
Yo, hold on with the we. This is Ask B. Mitch anything.
No,
I'm
no.
just along
well,
for the ride.
All
bro.
I know, we've been on Ask B. Mitch for 18 minutes, and you've been talking for 15 of them.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate
Larry,
you, dude.
Larry, okay. So we're going to ask JP because he's the one that's supposed to know all this.
He's
the rule guy.
Another
I love
one.
It.
That's a good one. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Larry. Larry,
thank
you can stop. I'm not even you. Cutting you off. Stay there. this is one I'm fascinated by. When the official, like, stats that get kept for mostly D linemen, but for anybody playing defense,
uh-huh.
right? There's tackles for loss, TFLs, QB hits, QB pressures, and sacks. If you get a sack, is that one of everything?
It should be.
It should be, right?
You pressured
yeah.
it.
You pressure him, you hit him, you tackle him for a loss.
But it's just a sack.
I've asked real rules officials that question. Can't get an answer.
Well, you know what? Don't ask him that dumb question anymore. Ask him the question that Larry just asked us.
All right.
Maybe we get an answer. Thanks, Larry.
Shout out to Larry and Dave.
Thanks, guys.
Larry, you educate me and JP, and we're going to be able to educate a lot of people when we get this answer.
Thanks, buddy.
Any referees out there, please, can you call
in? That's not a ref thing. That's a statistician thing.
But the referee might know.
Sure.
Judge Austin, call us, man. We know you did football. Why?
You know who I'd love to hear him on the Hayfield thing. and that may not be on the
air.
That
may be off the air.
Speaking of off the air, I'd love to hear Steve Sands on the Hayfield thing.
I'm going to call Steve. Yeah, I know he got some choice words.
How do you feel about talking to Crank? I feel good.
I like Crank, man.
Crank, ask B anything.
Yo, AB, Miss, I got a two-part question for you.
All right.
All right, so look, I ain't talking about peak. I'm talking about their full career. Who you got? Who's a better corner, Ty Law or Darrell Revis?
Ooh.
That's good. You want some numbers? I'll pull them.
No, I don't need no numbers. I think Darrell Revis was great for a short period of time for the most part. Ty Law was good extended period of time. So you got to go with the guy that did it the longest. And the most effective over that time.
Well,
I agree with you.
I would also add, Ty Law's got 3 rings.
As I stated.
And they changed the rules for this dude because he was too physical with Marvin Harrison. This is my second part. So it's fourth and goal.
Revis's ceiling might have been higher, though.
That's
when he was at his absolute best.
He made that. He say, I'm putting that in there. I'm not talking about peak. I'm talking about the whole time.
Revis does have a ring. I forgot that. He went to New England.
Okay, 3 is more than 1. Go ahead, Craig. JP, keep forgetting.
So, look, the second part is you playing quarterback. It's fourth and goal from the 12-yard line. We done lost some yards, right?
Yeah.
You got to either throw – you got either Santana Moss or you got Terry McLaurin, and you got Ty Law checking them. Who you throwing to? Who you throwing the fade or the out route? Whoever you throwing it to, which one you picking?
I'm going to be honest with you. If he's being covered tightly, I'm going to throw it to Terry. Because I know Tanner going to shake him, and he's going to be lost. He's going to be wide open. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I would have to, depending on which side I come out on, if I come out, Tanner's going to be open. Because Tanner will shake up the big corner. And Terry is that dude who's physical, probably going to probably go up there and take the ball for because Terry got them vice grip for hands.
Okay. All right. That's a bet. That's all I got.
So, depending on if I come out Terry's side, I'm going to give him a chance. I come out Santana's side, I'm going to just hope I don't miss him.
Doug Kammerer. thank you, buddy. Doug Kammerer joins the program next. What the hell's going on with the weather? Let's find out.